Welcome to World War II Chronicles, a weekly tribute to America's fighting men and women in commemoration of the Second World War. These programs are narrated by Ed Herlihy and are based on the news broadcasts of the war period from the recorded sound collection of the National Archives in Washington, D.C.
The position before Stalingrad is extremely critical. Everywhere on the front, the seemingly inexhaustible supply of German tanks is bringing a final decision closer and closer. In no sector have the Russian defenses collapsed.
The city of Stalingrad stood as a center of communications, by rail and river, a hub of industry and commerce, and gateway to Soviet oil fields in the Caucasus Mountains. For this reason, Adolf Hitler ordered that Stalingrad be taken. The German artillery and Luftwaffe had already begun decimating the city, and on September 15, 1942, German ground forces began what was meant to be their final assault.
Nazi troops are driving deeper tonight into the city of Stalingrad. German forces have seized several streets in the city's northwest section. Hand-to-hand fighting is raging up and down the streets as the Russians turn every house into a fortress.
Soviet troops held tenaciously to the rubble, forcing the Germans to fight house to house. On September 22nd, the German army reached the center of Stalingrad, but the Russians refused to surrender. In the coming weeks, the Soviet perimeter on the western bank of the Volga was at times reduced to a depth of no more than 1,500 yards in some places.
The defenders of Stalingrad stand tonight cut off from retreat in a last desperate effort to save their city. They have been cut off not by the encircling Nazis, but by their own determination to win their battle or perish. And Red Star says that Hitler, just as desperate to take Stalingrad, has ordered this huge army to capture the city at any cost.
As the fall of 1942 wore on, German forces were exhausting themselves. In the last 16 months of combat on the Soviet front, they had lost over 2 million men. The Soviets, however, continued to ferry reinforcements across the Volga.
In Russia, the Battle of Stalingrad is now in its third month, and the Soviet forces have not only held, but now, aided by the sudden arrival of wintry weather, have taken the initiative in the city's streets.
Germany had reached its high-water mark on the Eastern Front. It would only take a Russian counteroffensive to climax the beginning of the end. I'm Ed Herlihy. Join me next time for World War II Chronicles.
World War II Chronicles was produced by the American Veterans Center and Radio America in cooperation with the National Archives. To listen to more episodes, subscribe on iTunes or visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org. We need your help to keep the legacy of our World War II generation alive. Visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org to make a donation to support World War II Chronicles and the ongoing work of the American Veterans Center.